9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
Well, welcome. That's sort of an abrupt cutoff. Sorry about that. Welcome out and abouters. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1, 92.3 FM. I am your host, Captain DJ Mave, and I'm welcoming you to this very, last time I looked, it was snowing out there. Lovely weather, just what we like to see. And in the studio today, I know it sounds disingenuous because I say this so many weeks, but I'm really, really excited about today's show because it's going to show you that KYRS is in the middle of everything good happening in Spokane, and you can be a part of that too. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that, and we're going to talk about the cool stuff that's going on right now. Basically, let me just set the stage, or set the table, probably better to say. We're going to be talking about a feast of hope, nourishing women, strengthening communities. And what this is a collaboration between KYRS, Hope House, and Feast World Kitchen. And we're going to delve into how that works. But I just want you to remember that when you are a part of KYRS, you are a part of so many other great organizations because we all work together to do great things for the community. Right now in the studio, we've got Michael Moonbear. We've got Carol Ellis. Michael Moonbear, by the way, is the station manager. He was able to break himself away from station managerly duties and do that. Carol Ellis is on the board of KYRS, and I've worked with Carol a little bit, hopefully trying to do more Expo 74 stuff. Mesa Abadiha is from Feast World Kitchen, and Mesa is the head chef overlooking 60 chefs, probably speaking at least 30 different languages in this great place called World Kitchen. And certainly, last but not least, we have Ray Lynn Barden. And Ray Lynn, besides Hope House, she is the marketing director of marketing and communications for all of Volunteers of America in this area, which is an amazing thing. So Michael and Carol, why don't you two just kind of kick it off and let's talk about the program. We'll bring people in. Let's talk about this Feast of Hope.
Well, we are having a fun drive coming up in a week, and during the year when we have a fun drive, it's one of the main avenues to support, and we get a tremendous amount of response from our community. That's why we're our 20th year now. People in this community really love their community radio station, Thin Air Community Radio, and they show that through their support during our fun drives. This fun drive, what we're looking at is one of our missions is to amplify other voices, and especially amplify important voices, which some of the most important voices in our community are nonprofits who help aspects of our community. And so we came up with the idea of partnering with other nonprofits to help amplify their mission and create resources that get spread to all of the participants. And so I was talking with Carol, and we were bouncing ideas around about who to approach to partnership with, and Carol came up with the idea of Feast. And so Feast World Kitchen, we'll hear a bit about their mission coming up here. So we contacted Feast and asked them if they would like to work with us in a partnership with a third nonprofit. And they had decided on supporting Volunteers of America Hope House, which is a shelter for homeless women. And that what better, what a vulnerable population in our community to help through providing nourishment. And they said, the way they described it is they said they're going to be gourmet international meals. So it's not the typical fare that might come out of, what you might receive at a homeless shelter. And so this was fantastic. So we talked to Volunteers of America and said, yeah, we're on board too. And so that's the way this partnership got started. And so what it turned out to be is that we have an arrangement arrangement. So during our fund drive, our basic membership is $36. Everyone who pledges $36 or higher for each donation, we will turn that over information over to Feast, and Feast will donate a meal to Hope House.
Oh, that sounds really... Carol, this is such a... You are the idea person. How did you come up with this idea?
Actually, number one, I love Feast World Kitchen.
Yes.
Ever since I've been there, I've been taking friends and family, after ski friends, after hiking friends. And every time I go, people are engaged. They're happily conversing, not just on their cell phones. I've never once, I've probably been 5-6 times at least, never once have I seen people doing anything but enjoying their meal and conversing. And anytime I've wanted to talk to one of the cooks or one of the Gonzaga students that's serving, or to Mesa, the head of all the chefs, I get, like, it's almost instant. There's response and there's positivity. When you walk in, if you've pre-ordered, they know you're coming. It's like so welcoming. And then on the VOA side, I've known Fawn before she was head of VOA. So I knew their founder, because luckily I was born in Spokane. So I kind of just like to see, well, what's happening? What's new? What do we want to hold on to? And what can we grow? I want to grow KORS. I want Feast to keep helping immigrants and chefs teach our community how much you can enjoy something new and something unique and special you're not going to find anywhere else in Spokane. And VOA is such a pillar that it gets grants from the city and the state because they're so reliable and so diverse. 16 programs, Raylene said. I mean, like, this is like a dream come true. So what can I say except let's have a fun drive and let's help a lot of people.
Well, that is really inspired, and I'm really excited about this because, like I kind of said in the beginning, you know, I think people should look at, nonprofits should look at KYRS as we're in a partnership. We're, you know, we're all in this together. And, you know, we kind of saw that during some of the Black Lives Matters protests that a lot of my friends in the LGBTQ community, they were there for BLM and vice versa. BLM folks were there for us. And, you know, Pride Parade and stuff like that. But, you know, we might have, I'm sure everybody hopefully listening to this radio station is familiar with KYRS, but we've got two entities here that maybe people don't know the mission about too much, Feast World Kitchen and Hope House. So why don't we talk a little bit, why don't we start out with Hope House and then we'll, you know, who's going to be, you know, I think everybody gets something out of this and the community more than anybody. But why don't we, Raylan, why don't you kick it off and tell us about Hope House's mission?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. So Hope House has been run by Volunteers of America since about 2001. Unfortunately, it was a shelter started when we had a serial killer in Spokane, and it was a refuge for women. Since then, we've expanded to 100 beds. Unfortunately, we are full every night. And we serve 80 women each day over the age of 18 and help them on their journey to exit homelessness. VOA itself has been in Spokane for 128 years.
Wow, so it's just I had no idea.
Yes, we're one of the original affiliates. So it's a one of 34, 32. And it's just been incredible to help the community. And Feast has always been an incredible neighbor to us right there on Second. So... yeah,
I Volunteers of America. I worked for the fire department. I was a paramedic and firefighter, and we would go. Those were always the best run places. I felt like people knew what they were doing, and I felt like it was, you know, really a great organization. And you were in a new location now. You used to be on Third and Brown, I think, and now you're over on Second and Cedar. Is that right?
Yes, we're right next to Feast.
Okay.
So this partnership is even...
easy.
It's very easy. It's perfect. We have Feast and Hope House right next door to each
other.
And
you have the Blue Door kind of in there, too. Blue Door Theater is over there now, too. I mean, this corner is really turning into a really cool place. And as far as the residents, you have a lot more room for residents now.
Yes.
And can probably have more extended services, I would imagine.
So the shelter, we also were able to bring in 20 more respite beds for people who need medical care, but can't really, don't need to be in a hospital, but they can't really go home, or they might not have a home to go to. And then above is 60 apartments, and those are for chronically homeless single adults, so okay. men and women.
All right, and we're going to keep circling back on things here, because I want to find out, I want to ask you some more specific questions mm-hmm. about Hope House. But Maissa, you're next. You thought you were going to get out of this thing, but you're not. So let's talk a little bit about Feast World Kitchen. How did you get involved? And how were you there at the very beginning?
Yes. So Feast World Kitchen, it's a non-profit organization established in 2019. So the whole idea came, I'm originally from Jordan. I moved to Spokane 2013. And I noticed, like, even if I have a good education, a good experience, I still struggle. And I noticed that, hey, there is a huge need in Spokane to get some service to help those type of people, like help immigrants to involve more in the community. There is a huge gap between, I worked with the first 5 years in my life over here, I worked in a Spokane public school. I just noticed a huge gap between the kids and their parents. And I know many families, they've been living here for years and they're looking for a job and they never have a chance to find a job while they have some talented experience. Language is very big barrier for many of those families. So honestly, like, that's how I start my life over here, you know, like, you're my neighbor, I'm going to invite you for a baklava, invite someone around the table. And many of the boards and the other co-executive, Rose Carver right now, that's how I know him. It was a neighbor and we connect somehow between our kids and the neighbor. So we always think that having a small commercial kitchen that will support many families in Spokane, but it took us a little bit time to create Feast. And actually 2019 we got the license for the commercial kitchen, but then COVID hit.
Oh yeah.
And we were planning in the beginning just catering company, that's a specific event or culture event to show the community some culture things from Middle East or from Asia or Africa. But then we have to change the plan and we decide to do something like takeouts. We'll keep cooking because all the catering canceled. So honestly, like, during COVID, like, people been thinking that it was a really tough time, but it was a good time in the same time to spread the word about the immigrant and the need they have and the talent that they have through their cooking and authentic food. You're sitting at home, you're watching TV and you want this healthy meals in front of you. So it's been amazing. Last 5 years, it's been amazing, the react from the community. It's a unique place. I love it. It's even for me, even I'm an immigrant, it's still a place that I can learn more about other culture and other things and improve my personality about many things. Actually, we have around 110 chefs right now.
Wow, okay.
And it's not only, it's a restaurant, it's a catering, and it's a wholesale.
Right, and you start, I think if I remember correctly, you were sort of just doing takeout at the beginning. That was because of COVID.
Yes.
And now you have dine-in. And I think what's really cool, you know, people sort of forget in Spokane that sometimes maybe they don't even know about Feast because they lament that, oh, we don't get any Afghani food or we don't have any, you know, such and such food. But if you go to your website and you look at Feast World Kitchen's website, you're going to see what's served every day that week.
Yes.
For that week. So you can come in and what the menu items are for that week. And I think last week you had Eritrean, Jordanian, Iraqi and Brazilian food all yes. last week.
Yes.
And every time I've eaten there, the food has been outstanding.
That's good.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think it's just a great way for people not only to eat, but to get to know what people, you know, people forget that there's immigrants and there's people who are refugees that are, they don't come here to take, they come here to give. And that's just a wonderful thing that you're giving our community, I feel like. So when people get the chance, they should go check it out, I would think. Yeah. How many different languages do you wind up having spoken there, do you think, as far as people working there? Is it hard? Everybody speaks good enough English that that's sort of the bridge language, or do you have to get familiar with other languages as well?
So honestly, it's helped a lot of Arabic speakers because I'm speaking also Arabic. It's helped them that I'm speaking another language. And the way that I dealt with the stuff, I'm teaching other people who have another language to help and support other families. And honestly, this is the whole idea. It's people think when they walk in, it's a restaurant and food, but it's much, much more behind the scene. It's an everyday successful story. Every day there is something going on in this small tiny place kitchen,
and then you're going to make meals for Hope House. That's what this whole thing's about. Have you figured out what the menu is going to be yet, or is it going to be different just depending on who the
we're going to do the same rotation, you know, like whatever they want.
And will they come to there to eat, or will it be takeout over there? Have you guys worked through that at all? Or
actually we collaborate with Hope of House a couple of times. Actually last year we gave them Thanksgiving meal. I think we have a really good connection. We can figure things out.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yes.
That's that cool.
Amazing.
You guys are old time. So we're the new kids on the block for your collaboration. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. And Michael, so people who are listening right now, we're just kind of talking, we're summarizing, want to summarize if somebody's just tuned in right now, that we're talking about the collaboration that KYRS is doing with Hope House and Feast World Kitchen, where Feast World Kitchen is going to provide meals for Hope House for during our pledge week. People pledge $36 or more, that's going to buy a meal. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. That's the entire focus of creating a triangle, a partnership between three nonprofits where they exist on their own. And by coming together, we elevate the visibility of each of them, you know, because we will be talking about Hope House all week. We'll be talking about Feast all week.
That's
so
amazing.
It's a huge, huge elevation for if people don't know about it, or if people just the reinforcement of hearing about it and hearing about it and why you should also support not only now, because when you support with a $36 donation, you help support all three organizations, but also generating support for these organizations in the future, so that to help them to grow, to help them to be insured of prominence in our community, which they're so deserving of.
Yeah, and that's how we all stick together in this thing. And how I think, you know, I had Matt Danielson on talking about the Pride Parade last week. And we always talk about how maybe we need to change Pride to like the Kindness Festival, because it's just a bunch of kind people. And I think about everybody sitting around the table here. It's just everybody interested in bringing kindness to the community and doing kind things for each other. And I love that. Is this a point where we can give the number to call in, or do we have people to, if somebody is hearing this right now and they wanted to call in to make a donation, or do we want to wait?
There's nobody to take the phone call right now. Okay. However, you can always go to the website.
Oh, yeah, the text.
And the website, kyrs.org. Right. And on our website, there is a little thing you can click to donate now. And we would notice that as coming up to that as a donation for our fund drive. And then I think you have the number for the text, don't you, Maeve?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have give... If you text to 44321, give KYRS.
And the dates for the fund drive now, you guys, I actually gave you guys the ads there. It's April 22nd through 28th, right? And what we'll be on the air, like I said, all throughout the week, talking about Hope House and Feast World Kitchen. And so during those dates, specifically the 22nd through the 28th, we're going to be offering many other things, but with every pledge of $36, which is our basic membership. That's why this is going to go so well and so strongly to support these organizations, because every basic membership and above every single one of those is going to get a meal over to Hope House from Feast World Kitchen. So we'll be giving out that number. There will be people standing by during that week to answer those
people
phones.
People are going to hear this show during that week too, so then we'll stick that in there.
Yeah, and we'll replay this coming up here too. And also to let people know, you can go to our website, KYRS.org. hopehouseirs.org, and tomorrow this show will be up there in the archive. So you can get it on demand if you want to listen to this again, or please share it with some friends and let them know that it's coming up. You can send them the link and say, listen to this.
Yep, that sounds good. Well, we're going to break, like I talked about earlier, our 20-minute after the hour stuff, and we're going to break into some This Is Radio Clash, and then we're going to play our stuff, and we'll be right back. So thanks, everybody, for listening to Out and About, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Dr. Demento inviting you to tune in to Rusty's Radio Funhouse every Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on KYRS, your community radio station.
Hey, this is DJ Download from Inside the Hype Radio. Thousands of people choose KYRS as their radio station every week, and we want you to be a part of our family. Just text Give KYRS to the number 44321 and make KYRS your radio station.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for April 15th through the 18th. Monday, open mic with Victorious Voice and Lindsay Lee at the Red Room and Great American Ghost and Tomb Ripper at the Big Dipper. Monday and Tuesday, open jam at Jackson Street. Tuesday, Steve Starkey at the Junkyard Drinks and Eats, Andrea Von Kampen and Sarah Walk at the District, Electric Chair and others at the Big Dipper, and Jerry Lee and the Groove at Zola. Wednesday, Dancing Plague and others at the Big Dipper, Dead Poet Society and Sunfish at the District, Aspen Kai and Ariel Collins at Zola, open mic hosted by Derek Hart at the Checkerboard, and open jam at the Red Room. Thursday, the Rusty Jackson Band at the Black Diamond, Blues Jam with the Sidemen at Chan's Red Dragon, Trio Dolcetto at Emma Roo's, Open Mic at Patsy's Poorhouse, Enterprise Earth and others at the Big Dipper, and Time Worm at the downtown Spokane Public Library for Lilac City Live. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane every Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
Our spring fund drive kicks off soon, and our focus of this campaign is a Feast of Hope, nourishing women, strengthening communities. Through our partnership with Feast World Kitchen, you will be able to support three local nonprofits with one donation. For every donation of $36 or more to KYRS, Feast World Kitchen will provide a gourmet global meal to Hope House Women's Shelter. Join Feast World Kitchen, Hope House, and KYRS in supporting homeless women in our community by donating during our fund drive, April 22nd through the 28th. Working together, we can make a difference. And what a coincidence. That's just what we're talking about right here. We're talking about the collaboration between KYRS Feast World Kitchen and Hope House. And one of the things I wanted to kind of dive into a little bit with Raylan was sort of like the aspect of nutrition as far as on our homeless population. Do you see that there's a need for that or better nutrition?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of people that have chronic conditions, and so that is really a barrier to housing and their overall well-being. So we invested in a kitchen manager at Hope House who they create every meal every single day, and thanks to the generosity of Second Harvest, we're able to provide home-cooked meals, you know, every single day for 80 women.
Wow, that's what other kind of services do you provide there? I mean, it's certainly people been on the street. There's a place for them to clean up and all that.
Yes, so basic needs, and then probably your second or third night, we're going to give you a case manager, and we're going to talk about what you need to be successful. So we focus on behavioral health, medical conditions, any substance use disorders, and then housing. So our primary goal is to get them their front door key.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like we've headed down this road in your answer, but I was going to kind of maybe ask in broader brush strokes, what do you see that works and what doesn't work from your perspective as far as, and you've got a big perspective because it's not just Hope House. I mean, you've got Crosswalk and all sorts of other entities. What do you see that's working and what's not working?
Well, we integrated behavioral health about a year ago in all of our programs, and that has made the biggest difference in seeing success in our participants. People need wraparound case management. So not just addressing basic needs and then giving them a voucher to an apartment. It is addressing all those underlying reasons why they may have been on the streets for a while. With kids, you know, it's always family reunification is what we strive for there, and seeing how they can be successful at home. But with our adult population, it's that wraparound service and that behavioral health piece.
And so what happens when you do have, let's say, a mom? Are the kids welcome too, or how does that work?
So unfortunately, we only accept single women or women identifying and non-binary. So no kiddos at that shelter. We always refer people to Family Promise or the Y, Catholic Charities. So we refer those folks there.
So I was going to, if somebody is listening, and you know, that's the beauty about KYRS is that you don't need a subscription. You don't need cable service. You don't need much. I mean, if you have an FM radio, which are pretty cheap, or you just happen to have one in your vehicle, you can tune into us and they can hear things like this because you know, also people on your cell phone, you can listen on your cell phone over at kyrs.org. There's a button right there and you can actually save it. I found out last week you can save that right to your screen on your phone and you can use it as an app, which is really cool. But I was going to ask you, if somebody is homeless right now, a woman is homeless and she's looking for help, how would they get in touch with you?
So that person can knock on our door 24/7. So we are a 24/7 operated shelter, and that person can come in and we will assess them, see if we have a bed. If we don't, we refer out to a partner organization for that evening. And then we always make sure that they have somewhere to go. So we try to make sure they have a bed that night. And then if they're with us, We'll get them a bed, get them fed, cleaned up, whatever they need, any, you know, urgent medical care, and then we'll work on getting them housed.
And how about, so, you know, people who are listening to the show, I found that a lot of listeners, they are kind of like the people who do shows here and the folks sitting in the studio right now. They want to help. And how would somebody want get in touch? You know, if they're going to help by certainly giving their $36 and becoming a member of all of us by $36. But if they wanted to give a direct contribution or volunteer, do you have Volunteers of America? Yeah. You must have volunteers, right?
Absolutely. So to get involved, you can go to voaspokane.org. And right now we're running our Give and Gather campaign, where we partner with local restaurants to give back a portion of their proceeds to VOA. And there's a whole list on our website, again, at voaspokane.org. And we always want volunteers. So we have a lot of opportunities depending on your schedule. You could help out at a front desk at one of our shelters, come organize our donation room, teach a class. We love when people bring it, their special interests in and teach a class with the participants. So the initial form takes about 5 minutes, and we would just love to have more volunteers and see your smiley faces.
And you know, and while they're volunteering, they can go over and have lunch at Feast World Kitchen, right, Mesa?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good.
Yes.
So when you got started there, what were you already a chef, Mesa, when you... or did you just bring your home cooked recipes when you got involved cooking there?
I'd be a chef when I came over here. Like, but when we start Feast, I used to be a chef to do catering for the last, like before 2 years from starting Feast, I used to do catering. Yeah, just like, hey, it's homemade foods. Honestly, like when I try a couple of Mediterranean restaurants, it's a huge difference. This is like you have a lot of canned, ready foods and you sell it for people over here as it's a Mediterranean. And there is a huge difference between what we cook at home and what you get from some restaurant. It's not only in Spokane, and I'm talking in general in America. So I want to change the idea about people who tried stuff the grape leaves and they never like it because they didn't have the original recipe. Yeah, it's mostly for many of them. Some of them, they own restaurant in their hometown, like in their home country. But what happened that because either for a war or something happened, like I have a couple of chefs from Syria, they used to own restaurant in their country. And because of the circumstances, they have to just run out. And there is that's their dreams. That's what they've been doing with their parents. So they came over here and they think it's going to be easy to open a restaurant the same way. But also the language was a really huge barrier for them. For other of them, it's not about being a chef or I want to show my talent as a chef. For many of them, that I want to show my culture. I want to share with my friends over here the things that I celebrate with you Christmas. Why not you gonna join me in my holiday? It's more for a place that we live all together as a human, care about each other, and that's why we're gathering over here. We're taking care of each other and support each other, you know. And I think that's the main part of any successful community, supporting each other, like no matter where are you from, no matter what's your color.
Right. And I think people forget, you know, so many people who are refugees or immigrants, that they did leave really successful lives where they were there. But because of war, like you said, or some other kind of persecution, they have to get out of town and get out of town fast. And sometimes those qualifications, you know, I have a friend whose wife was a dentist in Indonesia, but she can't be a dentist here because she doesn't have the qualifications, you know, that kind of stuff. You lose a lot when you move.
Yeah, and you have to go back, you know, when you're coming over here to America, you have to go back to cool to equivalent your certificate, which is where you're talking to an adult having a couple of kids.
Oh, yeah.
There is no time to go back to school. I need to feed those kids,
right.
You know? So that's what's main part of FEAST. It's just help them, empower them, flourish their life, or find the right things that they can be successful. Honestly, in general, immigrants, when you're looking for numbers, immigrant been really successful in the United States. And actually, FEAST approved that. And let's just take about numbers. Last year, actually, we celebrate having from those immigrants, they made around $1 million. Those money go to some of them, they went back to visit their parents who they didn't see for 10, 15 years because they couldn't afford, or they buy a house over here, or they buy a car to help them to go to school or following doctor appointment. So it's just this $1 million, it just rounds in the economy in the city.
If somebody wanted to get involved, if maybe we've got immigrants listening right now, or they wanted to see what the menu is going to be, how would they get a hold of you? Or how would they, is there a website that people can check out?
Yeah, people can go to feastworkkitchen.org. Again, it's feastworkkitchen.org. And the restaurant, we're opening from Wednesday till Sunday. 11 till 2, 4 till 7 on Wednesday, Sunday, and till 8 on Friday, Saturday. Everyone welcome. If you have a family, if you want to invite a family, just look to the website. I have many people over here. They supporting a specific family, and those family, it's been a while they didn't eat the food because they are not a chef or they miss their home authentic food, so they are welcome to join. FEAST been always like a door for everyone. Just if you have any question, go to our website, call the restaurant, send us an email. There is always opportunity to donate, to support, to come as a volunteer also. It's been amazing because you mentioned about the Gonzaga students. It's been really helpful for even the new generation when they get involved more and learn about other culture. It's also helped the new generation to understand and open their eyes about what's going on. Outside of this city.
It makes me so happy because I just think about this great food that's being made by with this love and you know, the empowerment that people have and going to Hope House. And that's just, I mean, there's going to be something special about this food, I feel like. And I think KYRS is so fortunate to be in the middle of this. And Michael, why don't we just let people know one last time before we head off to our 40-minute break, you know, let's talk a little bit more about how they can get involved and how this is, what the logistics of this and why we're involved in it.
And I just want to echo the same feelings that you were just expressing here. I'm sitting here listening to Ray Lynn speak about Hope House and Volunteers of America, and then Mice is talking about Feast World Kitchen, and I'm just twitching inside about how happy I am and how joyful it is to be involved with both of these organizations. It's like, this is a wonderful, wonderful partnership. And so I'm very, very excited about it. So to remind people, what we're doing is we have our annual fund drive, our spring fund drive is coming up. It's April 22nd through 28th. And we'll be taking pledges over the phone. We started out as a low power FM station. That's 100 watts. And within a few years, we were able to grow to a full power FM station through support of our community, because we are a community-based station. We're all about our local community, elevating voices and ideas from right here. And we're not beholden to anybody. We're not a satellite radio station of anybody. And so the community really strongly supports this. This is how we've been able to grow so much during 20 years. And so we wanted to reach out. We're already receiving the support. We thought, what can we do to amplify this support, to take the same support and help to elevate other nonprofits that are around us. And so I spoke with Carol, and Carol had the idea of let's ask Feast World Kitchen. And Maisa and I got together and talked about it, and Feast decided, yes, we would like to work with you as well. And we asked Feast for donations that we get. Would Feast donate meals to an organization that needs food? And they decided to support Volunteers of America Hope House. And so what will happen is during our fund drive, our basic membership is $36 for every donation of $36 or higher that we receive. Feast World Kitchen will donate a gourmet world meal to Hope House, and that is a shelter for homeless women.
Oh, very excited about this. Well, we're going to do our 20-minute till the hour stuff, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more and close things down. So you're listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, and please stay tuned.
Mondays at 4 p.m. for Solidarity Spokane, the Inland Northwest's local labor hour, hosted by Cat Sabotage, elevating the voices of everyday workers and worker organizations, fighting for your rights in the workplace and fostering community solidarity. Join us here to reclaim control over your own destiny by reclaiming the conditions and products of your labor. That's Mondays at 4 p.m. here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio, an injury to one, cause an injury at all.
KYRS is grateful for the many listeners who have donated their vehicles to us. You can join them by donating your unwanted car, truck, minivan, motorcycle, and more. Vehicles are picked up free of charge, sold, and the proceeds help KYRS bring you the programs you know and love. It's easy to donate your vehicle, and it's tax deductible. Just call our toll-free line to arrange a free pickup. 855-KYRS-CAR. That's 855-597-7227.
Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m., Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to just the final segment of Out and About here on KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. And I am talking to my friends here. We're talking about an endeavor that KYRS is doing during Pledge Week. And it's a pretty cool thing. And it's called A Feast of Hope, Nourishing Women, Strengthening Communities. And basically, the gist of the deal is that you donate $36 or more. And we'll always take or more. It's just fine. We're in the middle of this love fest of having Feast World Kitchen donate a meal to Hope House. And we've just talked about kind of the mission of both the organizations. You can tell everybody has a lot of love for these organizations. And I was going to kind of ask, what do you do, Raylan? What do you do to kind of stay strong in these kind of things? I mean, you see a lot of adversity. You see a lot of stuff going down. And I would imagine sometimes hope is something that may be in a small quantity for you. How do you take care of yourself?
It's the team. The team that works with our participants every day. I get to see them provide front door keys and get someone to their goals, and it's inspiring every single day. And to hear our success stories, they give me hope every day.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you ever have folks who were kind of recipients and now they're part of the caregiving team there?
We do, and it's really amazing when we have a kid who was in, well, they're not a kid anymore. They come right back from Crosswalk, and they come and see our SVP of Crisis Intervention and just check in and just say how wonderful they're doing.
That's cool.
And that those are amazing days, and those happen pretty frequently. So,
and what's on the future, on the horizon for Hope House? I mean, that was a big project, but I know you're always looking ahead to the next thing. What's going to be next?
Well, we have a beautiful new building thanks to a lot of community support for Hope House, and we will be breaking ground on our new Crosswalk shelter that will be by SCC off Mission next to the Central City Line, and that will be a brand new shelter out of downtown for our kids 13 to 17 years old. So we've been in the downtown core since 1985, but I want to move to a neighborhood and better facility, an expanded facility.
And close to a community college.
Exactly, yes.
What a cool thing that's going to be, and that City Line is just wonderful. That'll be fantastic.
Yep, they can't be lost on the way to school. It's across the street.
You should put the dog pound out there. That way their dog could eat their homework.
Right, exactly.
I mean, so how about yourself? What do you do? What do you do to take care of yourself? I mean, you're busy. I mean, I would imagine you've got kids at home.
I have four kids.
Four kids, and you probably, between this, you probably hardly have a minute to yourself. But what do you do?
Like, honestly, it's joyable to see those successful stories. For me, like, each time I'm really tired looking for how the day went by helping a specific family get it through specific circumstances over here, this is a success and this is a positive. I will think about the positive part of it more than, and I always have those success stories in my mind. Actually, I feel that my work at Feast is more family time. than it's a work time, because our relationship, it's really more than work.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. You've got a lot of friends there.
Yes.
And play. And yeah. I see you have like a coffee. I saw there's coffee on Fridays. Is that right?
Yeah. There is. Honestly, we're coming up with some particular things. We're going to have like coffee time. It's 8 to 11 every Friday. And we came up with this idea because I have this amazing Iranian woman who love to do Turkish coffee. And that's all what she knows. About with some pastry and baklava, and actually now her baklava, one of the most popular baklava in the town. So if you want baklava, stop by Feast World Kitchen every Friday from 8 till 11, and it support her. There is a lot of the immigrant community. Many of them is a single mom. And having a single mom in this country with no relative, nobody can help with the support with the kids, 4 or 5 kids. It's been really tough for those, specifically single mom. So we're trying to create those either time, or we're creating something like wholesales. I know that's this mom. She's doing the best bread, fresh bread you can eat ever. So we figure out wholesales. It's going to be a really good fit for those single mom, having them to come 3-4 hours while they're where the kids are sleeping early morning, they will come do quantity, and our team can help to
Well, and the nice thing is your website has all that stuff. And I was going to ask you real quick, when you were doing this, when you first started at Feast, were there meals that done by chefs from different places that you had never had before, and you went, this food is amazing. What food really stands out for you that was like
to be honest, like I'm a person, I love, like I have this kind of adventure to try new stuff. So I will, like, it's been all my life, I love to go to another restaurant and try. I tried a couple of African restaurant, and it was kind of spicy, and sometimes, hey, what's that type of a bread? Uh-huh. Until I met some African, and Betty, if you hear me, I love you. So she brought me an Dora Watt. It's like a chicken breast in a spicy sauce with injera bread. Injera, it's a teff flour, like it's a sourdough pancake. So when she brought me, like, I never liked this bread, but when she brought me, I told myself, okay, I'm gonna try it just for her. But when I tried, oh my goodness, that was the best dish, African dish I have ever. So it's the same that my experience when I try some dishes from my own country. Thai, I love Thai food. There is a lot of cuisine that we provide. Honestly, I love everything. I don't want to forget anyone. I love the creativity also about it. Like, I want them to keep the ethnic foods and be creative how we can bring a healthy, authentic food to Spokane.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
And Michael and Carol, why don't we just wrap this up, and we're just going to tell people what we're doing one last time. And if you want to share what you do to stay healthy and happy, go ahead. But we'll take care of some business first.
My healthy and happy, I'll tell you real quick, though, is that I get to come here every day, which is a wonderful attitude to be able to just have naturally. That isn't, KYRS is not a place that I have to go. It's a place that I get to go. And it's a place where I have the opportunity to say, let's affect positive change. Let's do positive things. Because my personal attitude is that there's only so much time and energy that an individual has in their lives. And so I prefer not to spend it on, I'm against that, because there's countless windmills that you can tilt at. There's always going to be something you could be angry at and throwing energy at. My attitude is, I'm for this. And so the energy that I have, I'm going to work on nourishing that and building that and helping that succeed. And so having a relationship like this is just another example of that. So
all right.
That's how I take care
Very
of myself.
Very cool.
Carol, how do you take care of yourself?
Well, I enjoy meeting new people, and KYRS lets me do that. I enjoy connecting people that might not otherwise be connected. And I like music. So just growing a community where it's fun to be and it's supportive And it's educational because there's new things happening, like different artists, different seasonings, different programs, behavioral health. Like, to me, then that helps my brain grow and my heart.
Yay. Well, thanks, everybody.
So what we're talking about
here is
our Feast of Hope, which we named that specifically because it involves the names of our partnership, Feast, World Kitchen, and Hope House. So the Feast of Hope is it's a campaign that we have going on during our fund drive, April 22nd through 28th. When you call us and make a minimal donation, our basic membership is $36. You pledge $36, you not only support Thin Air Community Radio, you also support Feast World Kitchen and Hope House. For every donation of $36, Feast World Kitchen will provide a gourmet world meal to Hope House, which is a shelter in our community for homeless women. So it elevates everybody.
Fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And you're listening to KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane. And stay tuned. We'll have Jim Hightower, who may already be starting, but you can catch him again sometime. And then we also have Amy Goodman for Democracy Now! And then we've got some just awesome reggae music following that. So everybody, please stay tuned to your radio station, your community radio station, KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane.
Head now to Eden, yea, brother. Head now to Eden. No more trouble in my body. Like a king on whatever I find. Eat all the fruit and throw away the rind. Yea, brother, yea.
80 years. This is Jim Hightower saying, Razzle Dazzle Technology is not a climate solution. It's a business as usual lie told by profiteers desperate to keep burning fossil fuels and our globe. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
KYRS Thin Air Community Radio is very grateful to our Tower Guardian for the month of April, Cinder. With three locations in the Spokane area, Cinder is dedicated to educating our community on CBD and cannabis products with a knowledgeable staff. Keeping our tower safe is an important way underwriters can help support us for everyone. Thank you, Cinder. More at cindersmoke.com.
You're listening to KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
Calling all community radio champions. KYRS needs your help to make our upcoming fund drive a resounding success. Are you passionate about supporting local media and making a difference in your community? Now is your chance to get involved. We're looking for volunteers to answer phones during our spring fund drive, April 22nd through 28th, helping us to take donations and spreading the word about the vital role our station plays in fostering community connections and amplifying diverse voices. Our supporters phone in, you answer the call, follow a script, and take donations to keep KYRS going strong. Enjoy snacks and beverages and hang out with your favorite KYRS program hosts. Ready to join us in making a difference? Then simply go to kyrs.org and follow the link for signing up for phone volunteers for our spring fund drive. Thank you.
The following program was pre-recorded.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
German police proved beyond reasonable doubt by bursting in and interrupting the live stream, grabbing the microphone, ending that magnificent Congress, that fascism does not need to win government in order to be in power.
As the official death toll in Gaza nears 34,000, Germany's intensifying its crackdown on pro-Palestinian voices. On Friday, Berlin police raided and shut down a three-day Palestine Congress